Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean. And we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
I don't know, the smell of a dog in the studio just gets me so much more relaxed.
The smell of a dog that definitely just farted as well. Can
he
you
did,
smell
he
that?
Did.
Well, then I'm glad I'm on this side of the studio for now.
Dougie the puggy in the studio. He's eating some treats, so obviously it's becoming windy in here.
Now, in the past decade or so, there's been this rise in squished-faced pups and the people that like to have them, from pugs to bulldogs and all different sides. But aside from looking absolutely cute, there are other pros and cons when it comes to the puppers. So to break it all down, we're joined not only by Dougie the farting pug, but by Marissa from Second Chance Animal Rescue. Hello.
I am not farting. It is not me.
No, you can tell the difference between a human fart and a dog fart.
I mean, you can, but what's your assumption of how can you tell the difference?
Well, one smells like dog food and one smells like human fart.
I just feel like they all smell like poop.
They do.
Yeah, but human poop and dog poop smell different.
They do. From an experienced poo smeller, I've smelled lots of poop.
I didn't know where you were going with that.
I didn't know either.
You work with animals and you have children, so you should know.
So Dougie's joining us this morning. Tell us a bit about Dougie.
So Dougie came into our care not too long ago. He was surrendered as the owner could not offer him the care he needed moving forward. He is a senior boy. He's adorable. He has a lot of medical issues, hence why he's with me in care at the moment. He had a bit of a reaction to something that we don't know what exactly it was the other day, so he had a bit of a medical episode.
How do you find out what dogs are allergic to?
Skin allergies and allergies in general are pretty difficult to deal with in people and dogs. So it's a bit of a process of elimination for him at the moment. Okay. But in general, though, I mean, pugs and other dogs with the squished faces, they're called brachycephalic dogs. So that's the medical term for it. But essentially, I guess one thing to note is everything that's in a normal dog's head is in his head too, right? But just with much less room.
Mm. Oh, so it's not just a squished face, it's a squished noggin as well.
It's a squished everything. Oh. So their brain, their all of their teeth, like think of a German Shepherd and think of a pug. Yes, the size is different, but they still have the same amount of teeth and they have to fit in this tiny, tiny face that's been bred to look really cute and squished.
So do they have lots of teeth issues then? Do they fall out? Do they?
They do. Well,
there's lots of underbites in brachycephalic
got it.
Dogs.
There you go. So I guess with teeth, there definitely is a lot of issues with their teeth, but also their palate. So if you think about the way that the face is formed, I guess you've got a soft palate and it is literally squish and it looks like an airwave. So it's like a big curl because instead of it being completely flat, it has to be curled to squish in like an accordion in their mouth.
Were they bred to be like this?
So if you look at a picture of a pug, please Google a picture of a pug 50 years ago. You will see the difference as compared to what they look like now.
Wow.
They are not meant to be this squished faced. The way that we've bred them, so essentially people have found the cutest, squishiest faced pugs that they could, and then they kept breeding them together until their faces got smaller and smaller and smaller and all of their teeth. So Dougie's teeth, if you look in his mouth later, they're all facing different ways.
He's
going to need to have multiple teeth removed very shortly. And it's quite a common issue for pugs specifically.
Wow.
So how did they breed them in the first place to get shorter faces?
So they would pick the dogs with the smallest, shortest faces, curliest tails, you know, every little element that we see in them today. And then they would breed them together. And then they would pick out of those puppies the ones with the similar traits, and then they would keep breeding them. So this is how we breed particular traits into dogs.
Were they aware of just the damage that it was causing the animals?
Us humans are wonderful beasts, aren't we? Sometimes we're aware, sometimes we're not, and we figure it out later. But I think it was definitely for looks and appearance.
Yeah.
Again, if you look at the way that dogs looked 50 years ago in many different breeds, they're all different. Look at shepherds. German shepherds now with a pedigree line, you will see that the hips look a different way as they did 50 years ago.
Wow. One thing I do know with pugs, like all of my friends that have them eventually are like, there's high medical bills, there's costs involved. Yeah. But now I'm understanding why.
Yep.
Because they're actually bred and everything's just a bit of a
mess. It's terrible breeding, for lack of a better way to say it. It's
sorry, the fart has hit me now, yep, everyone.
Sorry. Oof. He's probably the stinkiest pug I've met in a while, to be honest. But have you heard a pug sleep?
Oh, I've the snoring. I thought my dad was bad. Not
so like deal. They have an issue called, it's a syndrome called BOAS, and essentially it's a brachis. Oh my God, he just moved my chair. What are you doing, buddy? He's looking for treats. They have an issue with the way that they breathe, essentially. The air takes, it's harder to get in. So, and pug under anaesthetic, we have a joke in the medical field that they never want to wake up because they have a tube down their throat and they can actually get oxygen.
Breathe.
It is so hard to wake them up because they can breathe like a normal dog.
Wow. I guess that's why they're always panting, because I was thinking when I see my friends taking a pug, yeah, okay, it's a massive fart. It's a massive fart. It's not a fruffy zone in the studio today. All right, we've got the stinkiness. Thanks, Dougie. But I always feel like that when my friends are walking them, they're trying to catch up constantly. They're constantly out of breath. Yeah. And I didn't even realise.
Are there things that you can do to help relieve them of things like that? Like, can you give them like a jaw extension?
It's called a BOAS surgery. So essentially, yes, you can widen the nostrils. So we literally need to cut their nostrils open to be bigger, to let more air in, and elongate the palate, essentially. So yes, it's a specialist surgery. It comes with its own risks, and risks that really shouldn't have to be there, because we shouldn't have bred these guys like this.
Yeah. And people have to think about it more.
So if someone was wanting to adopt a pug or whatever, would you suggest only people who have the experience with these sort of dogs to do that because of their extra needs?
I think, like we have spoken about in the past, it's about being aware of what you're taking on. So any brachycephalic dog or cat is going to have potential issues down the track.
So cats can also
too.
Be.
So look at Persians, those sort of breeds that have a squishier face, some worse than others.
Wow.
You can get the lucky ones that aren't too bad, but in most cases, you know, you need to be aware of that. But pugs and boxers and dogs that
Boston Terriers, Frenchies,
all of them, exactly right. You need to be really aware of that. So either make sure you've got good pet insurance, or you're saving some money aside for just in case rainy days when things go wrong. You can't be, you know, an avid runner and want to take your pug along, because, you know, they die if they run too far.
Yeah.
On a hot day, they can't be outside for too long like most dogs, but it's worse. You know, there's a lot of issues you need to take into account.
Interesting that you mentioned pet insurance. Would pet insurance add higher whatever because of the breed, knowing that they have
extra
issues?
You would definitely need to read the fine print. Before you decide, because they are very aware of the issues that they're likely going to be asked to cover down the track. So knowing what your pet insurance will cover beforehand is really important.
You're on Joe Brackey with Rach and Dean. We're talking all things squishy face pets, including the farting Dougie the pug.
Oh, he did it again, just as you said that.
We just aired out the studio and bam, Dougie the pug's farts hit us again.
You are in the studio with Rach and Dean, and we've got Doug the pug here. He's getting some Treatos at the moment, which is causing him, you know, gas, which I guess is pretty standard for dogs, right, Marissa?
It sure is.
What's your best plan for when we do have farty pets? What's your best plan for kind of working on the smell?
Open a window.
That's it? There's nothing you can do to disguise it?
Oh, not really. I mean, you can put a toilet spray in the air, but like, does a toilet spray really work?
Do they ever really work? Yeah, no, I feel like they don't. There's no hiding pet poops or pet farts.
Nope.
Now, I've got a really, really curious question about Dougie the pug's little face.
Mm-hmm.
He's tongue is sticking out most of the time.
Yeah.
Is that because his tongue is too big for his little mouth?
His tongue is normal size. His face is too squashed.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly right. So you will notice a lot of brachycephalic dogs do have a tongue hanging out. It is because their tongue is normal size, but their face is not.
I feel like this is something we've done from a breeding perspective to these pets, to squash them all together. And we've also got, so Dougie, can I just ask you, how do you feel about this kind of breeding?
Are you going to talk? He's trying to eat the treats.
He's too busy eating the treats.
Ready? What's that? What do you think?
What is it?
I feel like we're
he's
blocking.
He's not making the noises now.
He's too busy farting, sorry.
Well, maybe if we put the mic on the other end. No, we shouldn't do that.
Oh, no.
Shouldn't do that. But I feel like, I mean, we're inhibiting their evolution, aren't we?
We are.
With this.
Yeah, we absolutely are.
And you've raised some really important things here. So what are the top key things people should think about if they decide they do want to get a pug? Yes, they look cute, but what do they need to think of from a pet owner point of view?
Yeah, so be aware of their needs at the end of the day. If you're looking for a dog to exercise with on a regular basis and, you know, you want to run and all those sort of things, maybe a pug or a breed like that is not the best dog for you. Be aware that they are going to cost you a lot of money. So make sure that you understand the types of issues that they can have, such as eye problems, skin issues, breathing difficulties, dental disease, eating difficulties, all of those sort of things. And be aware that they are going to be very expensive down the track potentially to fix if they do get worse.
Yeah, lots of love for them. But yeah, it's something you've got to think of. Now it's time for our pet of the month.
Bella!
She is adorable.
Now, I had a little read over Bella's profile. Bella is a cat, a DSH, domestic
short-haired,
mixed cat. And it sounds like Bella is kind of the perfect
She
cat.
Is amazing. Have you seen her photo?
She's
is
a gorgeous, very
like a dark chocolate calico tortie of some description. She just looks at you and it's like she's got the resting bee face. And, but she's,
I feel like all cats have that face towards me.
Yeah, they do. But some do it really well, Dean. Yeah. And I think she's got it down pat. So she's absolutely adorable, really friendly, easygoing. She loves playtime. She's just a queen, absolutely.
Is there such thing as the perfect cat?
Oh, I've met. So there's some pretty damn good cats. She is one of them, I would say. She's really easygoing, really lovely. I think she'll make a fantastic family pet. Indoors only, used to the litter tray, will sleep on your bed if you let her.
Aww.
Keep you warm during this cold winter.
And how old is she?
Let me have a look, actually. I think she's quite young. From memory, here we go. She's 1.5. She's only a baby.
Aww.
A baby herself.
So you have a whole lifetime to spend with her.
Absolutely. And the good thing is, I mean, kittens are really cute, but now we know, you know, as an adult cat, exactly what you're getting. So we can give you all of the information about her personality, and it's not a guessing game. You know, she's already toilet trained, you know, all the fun stuff, all the easy stuff's done.
Whoever writes the profiles on Pet Rescue do an amazing job. This is a very detailed one for Bella, which really sets the scene on what a great addition Bella would be for any home.
Thank you. No, I think it's really important. The good thing is, I guess most of our animals spend some time in foster care, in people's homes, not stuck in a cage at the shelter. So we can give you lots of information about who that cat really is. Mm. And then it's a much easier transition into the right home.
Yeah, and I think it's just good for people. That information, you know, they say information is power, but having that info goes great.
Absolutely.
I know this is going to be the right fit for me. Mm. And we're absolutely going to put the details to the link where you can find out all about Bella in the podcast of today's episode, as well as on our socials.
Oh, thanks for having me today, guys.
Thank you for coming in, Marissa, and Dougie the pug. And hopefully all his medical situations get sorted out soon, and hopefully Bella gets adopted.
Well, Daryl with one R has just messaged in and has a little bit of a tip in the subject of dog wind. Daryl has a whippet and makes their own food for her. And I must say, obviously she passes wind, but they don't seem to smell. So Daryl's putting it down to the diet. Definitely no canned food. Rice, steamed vegetables, dry food and raw meat seems to make a difference.
Diet does play. It's a very good point. I'm glad that that was written in. Diet does play a big part. So it's just like, imagine if we were to eat McDonald's every day as compared to healthy,
our farts would be,
you know,
way
steamed
stinkier.
Veggies and healthy foods absolutely would be. So making sure that you know what you're feeding your dog. If you're feeding them a pre-made diet, make sure that you study and research what's in that and is that what your dog needs.
Amazing. Perfect. Who knew if only someone had mentioned this when I was younger, this healthy eating thing, things could have been different. Thanks for joining us, Marissa, and
thanks,
we look forward to having you back with us in a month's time.
See you soon.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.